Protecting kids from bad news in the farming operation isn't always best. They feel your stress and need to know it's not their fault. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Where is the Pioneer Audio Tour taking me today? Right outside this secure door. Let's go inside. This is the Germplasm Library on the Johnston, Iowa campus, Pioneer's largest R&D center. Well, it's less library and more vault. There are racks of corn and soybean seeds going back to 1926. Ugh, and it's cold in here. 10 degrees below, to be exact. I can see my own breath. This is where it all begins. The depth and breadth of Pioneer germplasm, combined with the vast knowledge of Pioneer breeders who have worked with these genetic lines for years. Together, they create a pipeline of products for maximum yield potential and consistent performance. The Germplasm Library, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Planting conditions, commodity prices, tariff issues. These are things that keep farmers awake at night. The stress of dealing with conditions out of their control trickles through the entire family, and it's important that children aren't left to deal with the emotional ramifications on their own. Larry Tranel is an Extension Dairy Field Specialist with Iowa State University. He says kids sense when something's going on. They're good at tuning into their parents and will often show signs of picking up that stress.
Kids will tend to, at times, act out. And so any behavior that you kind of feel like is out of the ordinary, so they might not be eating quite as well. They may be eating more than normal. They might not be sleeping very well, or they might be sleeping more than normal. Take a look at, like, maybe even having trouble in school or trouble focusing, or they might be watching too much TV or something like that.
Kids might also think it's their fault that things are happening. It's critical to let them know they're loved, listen to their worries, and tell them what's going on in an age-appropriate manner.
We're having a little bit of a problem here, or maybe it's a major problem. We're going to work ourselves through. And kids often tend to be quite resilient with things as well. And the more you can actually help them feel like they're part of helping out the situation, so they might be doing extra chores or they can't buy this because we've got some financial difficulty or whatever, but the more you can bring them along, I tend to feel it's better for them.
Tranel says clear and caring communication and well-adjusted thought processes will help them better deal with their feelings. You can't take away the tough times, but you can help them build resiliency. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about helping farm kids deal with stress at agriculture.com.